Good morning, Beckett. Jeff Bowman here on the Cave, along with Coach Mark Comstock, and we got intern Gabe in with us. And congratulations, you are our athlete of the week, brought to you by Iat Insurance. And congrats again on getting that. And sure, second time this year. Didn't we give you one during football?
Yeah, you did.
All right, that's what I thought. Well, congrats again, doing some good things on the mat. I know you got a big weekend coming up with Team States starting tomorrow at noon. So what's your overall record right now? What are you, 50? Is it 50-0 or 49?
I think it's 49-0 right now.
49-0. And pretty good job right there at 49-0, because, you know, we talked a little bit earlier too, and when we talked with Scooter, you know, you guys don't take, you know, weeks off, nights off. Every time you guys are playing somebody, it's somebody that's pretty good that you wrestle. So you're not shying away from people. So to be able to stay undefeated this long, that's a pretty special year for you.
Yeah. I thanks to my coaches a lot, because they set up these hard matches, and it's really just set me up for, like, the final stage, what I've been chasing for all year, another state championship.
Well, I think the one thing that got you really kind of on the map this year too was the win in Brecksville. I know that was to be able to get that tournament win. That's a pretty special one, just because of the competition that's down there in Ohio for that one.
Yeah, it was a really big tournament. Our first time ever going there, and very surprised I came away with the win. But, you know, it's what I worked for, and I'm just glad I could do it with the group of people I was with.
So again, undefeated. I know you're, you know, a state champ last year. You got two county championships now under your belt, and you know, talk a little bit about, you know, last year. Did that surprise you to be able to get that that state championship as a freshman? I know that's always your goal, but did you think that that was a realistic shot to win a state championship as a freshman?
Yeah, I've always known since I was younger. Like, I've had this group of people my whole life that I've traveled the whole country with, and all we've done is wrestle, and we've gone everywhere, and I've always known, like, that's what I wanted to do when I got into high school, be a four-timer, and getting in my freshman year was the first step.
Well, and then, you know, you got a guy in the room with you, Sorrell, that's going for his fourth this year, so it, you know, that's one thing we always talk about, too, is with inside that wrestling room, you know, you guys challenge each other every day.
Yeah, we have a great room, one of the best rooms, and we have a group of four that I go with every day, me, Nick, Cole, and Wyatt Kimball, the freshman, and it's just every single day it's hard. Everyone tries, everyone competes, everyone pushes each other, and there's really, if you were to go in the room, you wouldn't be able to tell who the best in the room is.
And, you know, and that's what makes it for you guys, you know, on a weekly basis, because, you know, if you can challenge you guys that much inside your own room when you get out on the mat against other people, you're already, you know, sharp and challenged because of that. And so that's got to be good, you know, for all of you guys to be able to make each other better.
Yeah, it's just great. I love those people I have. They push me to my limits. My dad helps me with everything, all my coaches. Even, like, if it's not even wrestling coaches, they all help me out.
Well, I think that's a great thing about, you know, Hudson, knowing Coach Rogers like I do and knowing Scooter like I do as well, is that, you know, everybody is really happy to be able to help out each other to make this better. You know, always talk about, you know, Hudson trained, and I think that's very true throughout the program.
Yeah. You know, Hudson, even, like, if you go out into other places and practice with, like, other coaches, it's really nothing like Hudson. Like, Hudson just, it just gets you there and the people there. It's awesome.
Well, I know, again, they were at the, you know, the Division 7-8 Player of the Year in football this year. You know, had a lot of success. You guys lost, you know, a tough one in state finals, but now trying to get another team state championship in football. And, you know, I know probably both of these sports are something you could play at the next level. Do you have a passion for one over the other about what you want to do at the college level?
I've always wanted to play football in college, but really right now it's just, like, what gives me the best opportunity for, like, my future. And, like, I'm not going to take anything away from wrestling. If I need to go on visits for wrestling, go to other colleges, go to college for wrestling. I'll definitely do that if football doesn't give me the right opportunities.
Well, you look at your running mate in the backfield last year. You know, Grayson Bill's going to Adrian College, so that's nice. And you've got your big road grader up front, and Cohen getting some looks as well. So it's nice when you have some people coming to look at the other guys, and you can show them what you can do as well.
Yeah, having other people as resources helps me out a lot with getting my name out. Like Cohen just recently got another big offer. Oh, Iowa State just picked it up like yesterday, I think.
Yeah, so yeah, the more they see that, the more they see you as well. Because I mean, you know, it's no knock against you because you had a great year, but you know, when they look at measurables, that's probably the one thing that you got to get past is showing everybody what you can do. Because when they look at you, your height and your weight, that's probably something that some of the bigger schools look at and maybe don't think that you're ready for that because of that. So you've got to try to prove them wrong.
Yeah, I've always been smaller, so I've just had to prove a lot of people wrong. But, you know, I like having the challenge and having to push myself even more to be better than everyone else, even though I'm smaller.
Well, talk a little bit about this weekend. What do you guys got to do as a team to be able to come out and stand on top of that podium at the Wing Center?
We've been number one all year, so really we just have to go out there, wrestle. I've been wrestling all year, and I don't think anyone really give us a challenge. As long as we wrestle how we always wrestle.
And again, you know, your challenge, you talk about what you got in the room, but when you look at where you guys, you know, schedule what Scooter does, but then just even in the LCAA when you've got, you know, Dundee out there looming large and, you know, you always have good matches against Clinton. So, you know, you guys are challenged not even when you go across the state, but just locally you've got guys that that challenge you on a regular basis.
Yeah, I'm blessed to have such a good league. It gets us ready early in the year for all these good matches. And it's just like we always have a tough schedule, and it helps us in the postseason because usually all the teams you wrestle in the preseason better than anyone will wrestle in the postseason. So it just prepares us even beyond what we have to wrestle.
Well, a little bit about this team, too. The thing that I really like is, you know, watching you, you know, most of your guys at the county meet was just the really good mix of young and old that you guys have. And you look at, you know, Saro being a senior and you know, Malachi Marshall, what he was been able to do. And, you know, what he's at 215 right now in the state, isn't he, for individuals?
He bumped up to 285 to wrestle in
okay.
the postseason.
All right. So, you know, but again, you got the young, you know, the mix of the older guys there, and then, you know, you're still young as a sophomore, but not really when you look at what you've been able to do, you know. But then you got, you know, Liam in there and you know, the Kimling and Beals, a lot of the young guys. So it's a great mix of young and old, too, for you guys.
Yeah, we have a very good younger class, and we're still bringing kids up every year. Like, we're not getting worse. We have a very good chance of having the best Hudson team ever next year, and I think this year we already have the best Hudson team ever. And it's just crazy to think about. That's what mine and, like, all my group's dreams have been since we were younger. We've always wanted to be great, and it's finally coming to reality.
Well, and it's nice, too, because, you know, you guys, as you said, you know, being younger and watching those guys and following them and seeing when you're in – you know, elementary school and middle school and seeing what these guys are doing and then wanting to be a part of it. And you know that right now there's kids in elementary and middle school that are in that same boat you were in years ago watching you guys and wanting to be what you're doing. And that's kind of a neat thing to see the cycle of the program.
Yeah, the atmosphere at Hudson's always been amazing. Like, when I was younger, we'd come up to Kalamazoo every single year and come and watch it, and it was always awesome. All the older kids would always interact with us, and the whole crowd is a part of the duel. And if, like, the crowd wasn't there, it might not be the same. And it's just awesome being on the floor now.
Well, I think that's a special thing, too, that now you can kind of give back to those young kids because you were once them.
Yeah. I always try to help out with the young kids. I always like talking to the young kids, hanging out with them, bringing them up on stage, like talking to them and everything. Just because I know when I was younger, when kids would do that to me, it was the greatest feeling.
Yeah, and you know, to be able to do that both on the football field and on the mat is nice and special. And you know, again, you talk about the group, and you know, a lot of those same guys that were on the football field with you are in the wrestling room too. So it's nice. And I think the big thing about you guys, you know, for not only this weekend but next weekend and individuals, you know, you've been on so many big stages where you know, a lot of times you might get on the mat with somebody that this is new to them, and they're a lot more nervous than you guys. I think you put yourselves in positions where the nerves are a lot less.
Yeah, the number one thing that's helped me out is traveling the whole country and going to all these big tournaments, because getting on the big stage in front of everyone, I never even thought about it back then, and now it's just came to me naturally. And all my coaches, like back in the day, they helped me through it, and it's just helped me out, gave me a huge advantage over everyone I've wrestled.
Well, again, Beckett, we appreciate the time this morning. Once again, congratulations on being the Eye Insurance Athlete of the Week. Hard work and dedication inspire us all. Eye Insurance Agency, insurance made simple. So thanks again, and good luck this weekend at team and next week at individuals.
Thank you so much.
All right, once again, that was Beckett Campbell from Hudson, Campbell, it is, from Hudson, and congrats to him once again as our Athlete of the Week from Eye Insurance.